A group of Alabama prisoners are suing the state for prison labor practices they say amount to a modern-day form of slavery. These men and women say they have been forced to work for little or no pay for the benefit of the government and private businesses. And this is allegedly happening in a state that changed its constitution to outlaw forced labor. NPR criminal justice reporter Meg Anderson is here to explain more. Hi, Meg.
Hi, Aisha.
So who are the people who are suing and what are they saying?
Yeah, so first I feel like I should note this is not just an Alabama issue. Working in prison is common, and most prisoners who work say it's required of them. In this lawsuit, though, there are 14 plaintiffs in all, and 10 of them are current and former prisoners who worked while they were in Alabama's prisons. They're all Black, and they emphasize that in the lawsuit, saying it really underscores the disproportionate number of Black people held in the state's prisons. They say that if they refused to work, they risked being punished with things like solitary confinement, being deprived of food, and the loss of good time credits, which can lower a person's overall time behind bars. Lakira Walker is one of those plaintiffs. She was in prison for about 15 years and got out earlier this year. And she says she faced sexual harassment while doing road work, but was disciplined when she refused to go to work because of it. And here she is in a recorded statement from her lawyers.
I'm out, but my heart is still there with my friends and family who have to go through it. They can say that, you know, oh, it's not like that, and oh, we don't force labor, and oh, it's okay. But you have so many women on the inside now that are afraid to speak out.
She and the other plaintiffs also say that the state's prisons are so violent that going to work is basically the only escape, and that makes any job inherently coercive.
So who are the defendants in the lawsuit?
They're suing more than two dozen people and entities, including Alabama Governor Kay Ivey and the state's Attorney General Steve Marshall. They're also suing leaders from the Department of Corrections, the Board of Pardons and Paroles, and they're suing several private companies, including a few franchisees of pretty well-known businesses, McDonald's, KFC, Burger King, and Wendy's. They all contract with the state as part of a work release program where prisoners are employed in the community. The Alabama Department of Corrections told me it can't comment on an ongoing lawsuit, and most of the other defendants either wouldn't comment on the record or couldn't be reached. But the lawsuit accuses them, among other things, of violating the Trafficking Victims Protection Act. That's a federal law that bans forced labor. And also of violating Alabama's state constitution, which was amended last year to ban all forms of slavery.
I mean, that may sound strange to people who would think that slavery has been outlawed for a while in the U.S. So can you explain about Alabama's state constitution being changed to ban slavery just last year?
Yeah. So it was a ballot measure in Alabama in November of last year. And that amendment was actually part of a larger movement to ban forced labor in prisons across the country. 16 state constitutions and the U.S. Constitution ban slavery, except as punishment for a crime. And in the last 5 years, 7 states have changed their constitution to get rid of that language, which some prisoner advocates say is a loophole. That includes Alabama and Colorado, where prisoners have filed a similar lawsuit. Lawyers for the Alabama plaintiffs have been following that case closely. BJ Chisholm, she's one of the Alabama lawyers. She says Alabama stands out because there are a lot of employers named in the lawsuit.
But I think hopefully this lawsuit will be a warning to other states about the violations of federal law.
Beyond this lawsuit, what else are you hearing about the impacts of this kind of prison labor?
Yeah. So prisoners and advocates say that there are very real human costs, right? Forcing people to work when they're sick or feeling unsafe. And then there are also economic ones. Prisoners in pretty much every prison in the country are paid very little, sometimes nothing at all. Most prison jobs exist to maintain the prisons themselves. People work as janitors, groundskeepers, cooks. And using that labor makes maintaining prisons a lot cheaper than if you had to bring in outside labor and pay them at least minimum wage to do the same job. So some prisoner advocates say that having that cheap labor force actually incentivizes a system that keeps more people in prison longer.
That's NPR's Meg Anderson. Thanks so much for your reporting, Meg.
Thank you for having me.